was the ancestors' night, which we call Halloween, when strange moving shapes near old gallows were seen. The shadows of those who were hung there with care, they seemed to grow solid and really be there. They gathered and walked through the streets of my town. When I saw them coming, I cast myself down. But the scariest thing was all these deceits. They looked just like dressed for a Halloween feast. Then what to my wondering eyes should appear but a wain which was pulled by the man in most queer, and a broad-headed fellow who drove with such whim. I knew in a moment it must be old Grim. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Sleipnir, now Tangris, near Runhill is Ween, now Rungol in Bursty, it is Halloween. As Valkyries before the wild battle will fly, when the spirit of a dead guy they soar to the sky. So up to the treetops the corsairs they flew, with Grim and the Wain and some other folks too. With dire foreboding I heard rustling move, the clatter and gallop of thundering hoofs. As I peeked from my bush and was turning around, down on the tree trunk came Grim with a bound. His eye how it glittered, his cloak was deep blue. He jumped from the wain without further ado. In the smoke that rose from the pipe that he held, pale figures were forming and ceased and dispelled. He was hollow and gaunt, as dark as a knolf, and I quaked when I saw him in spite of myself. A glint of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had reason to dread. He looked around and he brandished a spear, and an odd-looking crowd stepped from the wain's rear. A wimp with a necklace, a judge with one hand, a red-headed sailor with feet full of sand. A talking wise guy who was just ahead, a man who looked blind and his bro who looked dead, a woman in white who walked like a queen, and a guy with the biggest pumpkin you've seen. They did not tarry, but set to their work, and gathered the ghosts from the gallows who locked. They fetched and they beckoned them into the wain, and when it was full they too boarded again. Grim took the reins and he gave me a wink, and I dared to hope, well in fear I'd still shrink. And giving a nod up the tree trunk he went, the shadowy people behind him all pent. And away they all flew as fast as a crow, and left me dazedly standing below. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "You all have a happy ancestor's night."